This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
From KMOX Sports, this is the Gray Bar Sports on a Sunday morning. Gray Bar, your distributor for electrical and datacom needs. Now, from the Stifel Financial Sports Studio, here is Tom Ackerman.
It was great to have Adam Wainwright last hour. Thanks to Waino for joining us. Really fun to talk to him, but also insightful getting his thoughts on the Cardinals and what they're dealing with right now. If you want to go back and listen to it, it was the lead of the show. I think that's probably convenient for those of you who watch us on the stream. So when we replay the stream, it'll just start right with Waino. That's nice. You don't have to scroll to the first guest, which I know some of you do. Well, I encourage you to. I give you the time of the start of each interview and that kind of thing. But Waino was really good. I appreciate him. Coming up, Lutz Fan and Steel in 9 minutes, the sporting director for St. Louis City SC. They dropped one last night, 3-0 at FC Dallas. Cardinals got trounced 10-1 at Arizona. We'll talk some Big Ten football at 11:30 with Zach Osterman of the Indianapolis Star. I know that's usually John Mozeliak's slot. He is traveling and unable to join us. He's not dodging us at all. He's on every week. He's just up in the air, so we're not able to get him. And then at 11:45, it's Bernie Miklas, who is always with us on Sports on a Sunday morning. I just think the Cardinals right now are, you know, broken. I mean, and they need to be. We talk about the word reset, rebuild, re-this, re-that. This is restructure. You know, you hear that one? This is rearrange to me. They need to rearrange what they are and who they are as a roster. Now we know that their minor league system is in the hands of Heim Bloom and Rob Serfolio and Larry Day. That's good. Yeah, that's good. I think the Cardinals minor league system was once the envy of baseball, but that was a long, long time ago. Things have passed them by. The Cardinals did not put the resources into the minor league system. They didn't keep pouring resources into the minor league system, and therefore they missed out. They let it slide for a long time, and they got passed by better technology, better coaching, better instruction, better everything. So that now I have to guess is being fixed as the Heim Bloom era is underway. But the next part is this roster, which is not a winning roster. It doesn't have enough, and it actually has too many pieces. You know, you have like a million DHs on this team, and you have a decent bullpen coming and a lacking rotation. It just doesn't have the right arrangement. And so that's for the trade deadline to decide and for much more to come from Heim Bloom and his team. It's going to be a very interesting offseason for the Cardinals and for KMOX. We are going to take you through every step of the way. Without question. This is not, I'm going right back to where I was at the start of the year after I saw this team in April. I just wanted to take a step back from trying to get into the standings and all that stuff and say, this is what it's about. 2026 Cardinals and beyond. We got to see what this team has, who's going to play for them moving forward. Now we're starting to get some of those answers, But this is where we need to find out now. What does this team look like in the coming years? We've already seen some Heimblum influence. Those draft picks, whew, man, starting with Liam Doyle, that guy does not mess around. Tanner Franklin does not mess around. Two Tennessee Volunteers who bring it. And hard throwers, fiery personality in Doyle. I like it. That's what I'm talking about. More power arms, more swing and miss. Just got to change it. It's not a good baseball team for the playoffs. It's a team that I think overachieved, and Ollie's doing what he can with the roster. You bang on Ollie all you want. Some of you aren't. Some of you are. I don't care. I'm going to keep saying it. Ollie was given a roster. He's managing it, and now we're starting to see in July what happens when you don't have enough pieces. Think players are starting to get injured, rotation's running out of gas, and talent is fading from the rotation. It's just it's not a good situation. Will they go to the playoffs in 26 is not what I'm saying. I'm saying in 26 you're going to see a different look. At least that's the hope. A dramatically different look. I don't know. But a different look. And then in 27 and 28, by that point, they should be back to being National League royalty again. Because it's tough, man. It's tough to go to see an all-star game and love Brendan Donovan, but that's your rep. And, you know, Chad just asked, how did Bloom impact the draft? I assure you, Bloom impacts the draft, okay? He's the president of baseball operations starting November 1st. So Flores does the scouting. Flores makes the pick. There's no question that they get direction from Heimblum as the man in waiting. He's not running the show. He is, you know, he's already there. He's been part of the team for... This is now his third season, basically. He was a pair of eyes at the tail end of 23. He was there with them all through 24 and now all through 25. Let's do this. Take a break. Let me go update you on the Open. It's Scotty Scheffler is going to win it. He's five shots up. He is 16 under. Harris English is 11 under along with a group there. Scheffler going for his fourth major championship. We're going to take a break. When we come back, Lutz Fan and Steel, sporting director for City. They have a lot to determine here over the next several months because they're not going to make it either. And so they've got to figure out what does this team look like in year four and what is ownership going to do moving forward. And for that matter, Lutz Fan and Steel to make sure that their fans stay hyped on board. Still a fun place to go, but you got to win. And you got to give the fans some hope and something to pull for. We'll take a look at it as they won a game the prior week, and then the momentum was cut like a knife as they lost to FC Dallas 3-0 yesterday. You're listening to Sports on a Sunday Morning from the Stiefel Sports Studio. We'll be joined by Zach Osterman of the Indianapolis Star talking Big Ten football at 11:30. Bernie Miklas back for more Cardinals conversation at 11:45.
Now, back to the Gray Bar Sports on a Sunday morning on 104.1 KMOX. From the Stiefel Financial Sports Studio, here is Tom Ackerman.
I always appreciate and respect the attendance of Lutz Fan and Steel on Sports on a Sunday Morning. He's with us every Sunday at this time, 11:15. Great to be back with you. Lutz, good morning. Thank you for being with us.
Good morning, Tom. How's it going?
It's going great. I know that last night was not. I did watch it. 3-0 defeat at FC Dallas. You fell behind in that first half, and then the second half they added two more. Just your overall thoughts on the contest.
Yeah, you're a lucky man that you didn't watch it, to be honest. It was a game against the Dallas team, which haven't won one game before at home, which is not a great team at the moment. They have their own issues. And I think we started from the first few minutes on pretty well, hit the crossbar. Marcel Hartl after a few minutes. But once we conceded that goal mid through the first half, after that, I have to use some strong words today. I honestly thought he was disgraceful. I thought he was embarrassing. And the way, if we play like that, for me, it's not understandable that you play last week against a much better team like Dallas Portland, and you work hard, you play well, you create chances, you look like you want to be on the field, and you put on a real contest, and then a week later, you literally it looks. I mean, I'll tell you, Tom. I feel so sorry for the people who traveled there, and out of their own money and had to watch that, because it just was literally, yeah. It was a disgrace after the first goal. There was no energy, there was no fight, and yeah, it's simply not good enough. You know, we have a huge number of players who are on options. I think they should be smart enough to know that they're playing for their contracts, they're playing for their future. But the way we performed yesterday, I think that was a clear sign that if players don't want to be here, we need to change. And I thought it will be a busy July transfer window again, where we do our needs and we're getting players in who will make us better. But for the January, looking ahead, I think the players need to understand, you know, it's professional sports. We're here to win. We're not here to stand around and jog around and don't put the work right in and don't sprint. As I said, I don't want to rave even more. It just was not good enough, and there will be some hard conversations this week.
Well, I've never known you to sugarcoat anything, that's for sure, and that is about as plain and simple as you can make it. I did catch the game from the 68th minute, I would say, on, is when I had it on in the living room and I was watching. It was 1-0 at that time, and I saw the two Dallas goals, and it was very disappointing. Who is that on outside of the players? Is this squarely on the players? David Critchley, what are the conversations like with him after something like that? I know how much you believe in him.
Well, if you look at this game yesterday, and I repeat that, what happened last week was a very similar team. And then again, you know, the excuse, we have so many players out. Yeah, we have many players out, but these players who did very well last week, they definitely have the quality to put another performance on yesterday against the Australian team, and it was not the case. So, David, you know, we had a good training week. The coach is working hard, so I really need to put a full protection there over the coaching staff. There's nothing they could have done better. There could have been no better preparation. I also have to say ownership puts a lot of effort in that the players have everything what they need. You know, they are sometimes even too spoiled, in my opinion. And then you're getting, as a return, you're getting a performance like that. It just annoys me, as you can hear. So it's accountability. You know, it's easy as a player to be upset when you're walking in the changing room and you're sitting in there like a little mouse and feel sorry for yourself. But go out there and fight. And if you lose and you fight, that's okay. You can't win every game. But just lying down and do nothing and just really, yeah, basically give up too early, that's not what we're here for. The only player for me who had a reasonable game was Roman Bürki. Everybody else on the field can do much better than that, was below par. And, that's the just a very simple and truthful summary of that game yesterday in Texas.
So we can expect some change in this upcoming in this transfer window and pretty quickly?
Yeah, I mean, you know that we signed Falufal. We also brought Orozco up now as a youngster, but it's this week we will definitely have a few more players coming in for sure. But again, that's you know, that's what happens right now. That's players also which should be here more on a future term. That's young players with potential. And I do not, I said that last week to you, I can't imagine that a player like Falufal should not be where the pressure comes on and he rescue our season. There is players out there who played years and years in European football at the top level. There is players here at 28, 29 years old who have a lot of experience. So it's not the young players, the top talents who are coming in who should actually carry their team. It should be the guys who are out there, who are on good contracts, who play the top level. That's the guys who should actually carry the team and actually should carry the younger players.
We've seen Orozco play, and we've talked about him, Yaziel Orozco. As for Fall, 6'4", athletic center back. Sounds, and young, 21 years old. Sounds like somebody that really could make an impact.
Yeah, player we need. You know, it's very difficult to find a left-footed center back in general. We only had one with Joachim Nielsen, who had his injury crisis since the day he arrived. So to have that strong athletic player who is good in the air, who is physical, who also is very progressive when it comes to passing the ball, is important. Kessler is still out. We saw yesterday Timo Baumgartl. He was not fit for 90 minutes, but he played it through. So, you know, didn't look great at one of the goals either. But, you know, he came back after having a fracture in his leg. And we were happy, actually, that he was out on the field. But then again, there's too many little things are coming together. It was yesterday one of these moments. You scored that first goal. I think the game can go a completely different way. And I'm looking forward for Falun Fall to arrive, hopefully as soon as possible. We're just now waiting for the last bits and pieces with the work visa. And as I said, expect a few more announcements this week.
City will be back at it Saturday night, 7:30 at Energizer Park, Y98 FM. I'll be part of the broadcast team this time around. Jen Cease will take a weekend off, and City will take on Minnesota United FC for the second time in MLS regular season play. Lutz, I look forward to seeing you this weekend, and thanks as always for your time on KMOX.
Thanks. Have a nice Sunday, Tom.
You too. Lutz Van and Steel. Open and honest as ever. Here on KMOX Radio, sports on a Sunday morning. We will take a quick timeout. When we come back, we'll update you on the Open Championship, kind of do a little whip around of some other sports going on, and dive into some Big Ten football talk with Zach Osterman, outstanding writer for the Indianapolis Star. Who's the best team in the country right now? A lot of people say it's Texas. Well, on August 30th, they will get to prove that right away, because guess who they play? In their opener, Ohio State. At Ohio State, by the way. How about that for a start? The national champions will be waiting for them. Last two national champions came out of the Big Ten, Michigan and Ohio State. Can they do three in a row? We will take a break, come back with more. This is Sports on a Sunday Morning from the Stiefel Sports Studio.
Now, back to the Graybar Sports on a Sunday morning on 104.1 KMOX. From the Stiefel Financial Sports Studio, here is Tom Ackerman.
Well, I'll tell you what, Drew, I've heard Lutz Van and Steel on this show for a number of years now. I've never heard him like that. He used the word disgraceful about his team. He talked about his team saying, you know, don't sit there like a little mouse. Go out there and fight. Wow. Big time stuff. If you missed the interview of the sporting director for St. Louis City SC, you can find it right now on our live stream. Actually, our live stream will be replayed. You can find it right now on the Odyssey app. Later, it'll be podcast on our Sports on a Sunday Morning podcast, which is available everywhere. KMOX, the home of the Cardinals. We also had Adam Wainwright on the show. Here's a big baseball fan and soccer fan, I know that, and an outstanding college writer. He covers Indiana University for the Indianapolis Star, and here to talk some Big Ten football with us is Zach Osterman. How are you, Zach?
I'm good. I got backstories with both of those people.
Uh-oh.
Lutz has followed me on Twitter since his days as a scout at Hoffenheim, although I'm not really sure why. And I probably saw Adam Wainwright pitch before anybody else listening to this program.
I remember when the Cardinals made the deal for Wainwright, and it involved, as we all know famously now, some pretty big names that went over to the Braves. We don't have to go through that whole trade. But not you, but somebody who was covering the Braves told me, beware anytime the Braves make a deal for a pitcher and they give up.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation while they collect dust? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With a Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus. To kickstart your rewards, visit Gemini.com/card today. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy. Issued by WebBank, in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards and which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.
Somebody. Well, as it turned out, it was a pretty good deal for the Cardinals.
Yeah, no, it was my grandparents lived in a very small town north of Macon, Georgia, where the Braves used to have their low-A ball affiliate. And for years before they moved the team, I would go watch games there in the summer. And I remember when he was probably like 19 years old, and all he really had at that time was his fastball. But, you know, that was back when 95 seemed fast to all of us, and it was just overpowering when it was located. And I think it's probably fair to say the Braves – that's one of the few big trades John Schuerholz probably should have pulled back. So.
Yeah, that was a big one. And you love soccer. I think Lutz probably followed you because he can see those who have passion for the game. And I know he does. And I know you do.
Yeah, I mean, I'm assuming it had something to do with all my annoying Liverpool tweets. But sorry in advance to anybody listening for those.
Well, we follow you, a lot of us in the audience follow you for Big Ten. I know that primarily our audience, when it comes to the Big Ten, is Illinois. So I do want to start there. Illinois fans follow you to see what Indiana's up to, but also your thoughts on the Big Ten in general. Zach Osterman's with us from the Indianapolis Star. And Illinois, I think, is one of those teams that gets forgotten a little bit. Indiana had the big flashy season last year. Penn State is one of those that's been highly ranked this year. We all know about Ohio State and Michigan, back-to-back national champions for the Big Ten. Oregon is Oregon. Illinois, your initial thoughts when I tell you that Brett Bielema and the Illini will be ranked in the top 25?
Yeah, I think, you know, first just kind of like to set the conference-wide stage, it does feel like there's room for a fourth team every year. And there are going to be some years where it's, you know, it's four of five of, you know, USC, Oregon, Michigan, Penn State, Ohio State. But, you know, in the past, it always kind of felt like because of the smaller playoff, because of the divisional structure, that it was like there was room for like maybe two teams. And that's simplistic. But because Michigan, Penn State, and Ohio State just had to beat each other up all season, every season, there was room for like maybe two teams to really kind of rise to the top of the Big Ten. I think because we got rid of divisions, because we have the expanded playoff, which is going to expand again, and because frankly, more power and influence and, you know, stuff that's going to influence things like strength of schedule is more centralized now, there's room for, I would say, four really, really good teams, four playoff caliber teams at a minimum most of the time in the Big Ten. And I think you see, obviously, last year, Indiana's able to move into that bracket. They may be able to compete at that level again this year. But when a lot of people talk about Illinois, and it's strange because there is kind of this disconnect in the national narrative that a lot of people want to give Illinois credit for what they did last year, which they should. They went, you know, they won 10 games and beat South Carolina in their bowl game. You know, they have brought, I would say, an uncommonly large percentage of their production back, you know, at a time when obviously rosters, even with good teams, tend to fluctuate more than they used to. Illinois has managed to stay steady, and obviously at some key positions in particular. I'm thinking about quarterback Luke Altmaier. But then people also want to say that Illinois is the next Indiana, and it's sort of like that. It really... That feels most disrespectful to me to Illinois, which is just sort of to say this was a 10-win team a year ago, nine, even if we see bowl games differently now, that's still a 9-win team in the Big Ten. That's still a team that I think won at Nebraska. It's a team that, you know, not unlike Indiana, probably had a bit of a ceiling. You know, if you think about the way the Illinois-Penn State game goes, the way the Indiana-Ohio State game goes. But Indiana was just such an extreme sort of projectable and statistical outlier. To say that Illinois doing something approximating what Indiana did last year, you know, 10, 11 wins, making the playoff, which I think is absolutely possible for Illinois, I mean, frankly, just feels disrespectful to what Illinois has proven itself capable of over the last, you know, 12 to 24 months. Like this group is a group that knows how to win. And it's a group that's gotten old together, which is very difficult to do in modern college football. You've obviously got, you know, a seasoned and longtime head coach in Brett Bielema. If you are looking for comparisons to IU, I think that's maybe one that really helps. Is you know, I think part of what really got Indiana into the right sort of groove last year was they had a head coach that was just never going to be overwhelmed or inexperienced or, you know, sort of taken aback by what was in front of him. I think Illinois got that in Bielema. But if Illinois wins 11 games, and I haven't looked at their schedule in great depth, but if Illinois wins 11 games and goes to the playoff, no one should treat that like a surprise. That's just kind of the natural next evolution for a team that has had success and has been able to sort of retain talent as it has built on that success.
And if I look at, let's say that the top six, and we'll get back to the top dogs in this conference here in a minute, but the top six include Indiana and Illinois. When I look at the next six in the Big Ten, I see some big football brands. I mean, just some heavyweights through the years. Iowa, Nebraska, USC, Washington. You can even throw Wisconsin in there if they could get that high into that middle six. Some big brands. I mean, the fact that they're all down that far, one, what does that mean? And two, which one of them could actually rise up into the upper echelon? Could they?
Yeah, I mean, I think part of, to kind of go with the first question first, honestly, it feels like a little bit of a precursor to why I'm a little bit skeptical of the ultimate idea of a college football super league, which is, you know, if we get to a place where there are just 24 teams or 28 teams or even 30 teams, I understand why, you know, if you're looking at it from sort of like a coldly network media rights perspective, that's a natural, you know, direction of travel. Somebody's got to go 5-7 in that super league. And, you know, is Michigan going to be happy? Is, you know, maybe go even a rung down. Is an Auburn going to be happy? Or is a, you know, an Oregon going to be okay with winding up in a situation where, you know, somebody's got to be 6-6. Somebody's got to be 4-8. And it's not, you know, you don't get kind of the bottom half of a more traditional conference to feast on. I think what you see with some of these programs, and, you know, we can go, you know, team by team in terms of like what's happened to USC, not being able to figure out its defense, Wisconsin maybe kind of getting away from its identity with Luke Fickell trying to bring in the air raid and so forth. But some of it is also just, you know, if you're going to centralize more and more of your talent, more of your money, more of your resources, players, coaches, all of it into smaller conferences, then teams are going to struggle a little bit more. There's, you know, there's not room for Ohio State and Michigan and Penn State and Oregon and USC and Washington and Wisconsin. And then, you know, like, I don't know, like a you know, an upstart like Indiana or whoever, Purdue, Illinois, just fill in a less, you know, a less sort of traditionally prominent, a less traditionally prominent program. There's not room for all of those teams to do well. And so I think that's something that I'm curious to see how the Big Ten and probably the SEC too navigate that over the next few years, and how that maybe potentially reframes some of the discussion of super conferences. Because I think some of these big football brands, as you talk about, are going to be looking at it and saying, you know, this suddenly, it's harder to be a big brand in a bigger pool of big brands, if you understand what I'm saying. Mm-hmm. But in terms of those teams next year, and I might be proven wrong on this, there are a couple. Number one is Wisconsin, and it's just kind of the idea that, like, Fickell tried to make the air raid thing work. It didn't. I think they're going to try and pivot back to more of what has traditionally made, you know, Wisconsin, you know, power offense. You can do that in a modern way. You can have a power offense that runs out of the shotgun, or that maybe uses a little bit of tempo, but something that just reflects that program's, you know, tradition a little bit more. The other one that, and you know, when I say sort of a season of forward progress, I'm not necessarily saying they'll make the playoff, but I am intrigued by Washington. They've got Demond Williams, who looked really good by the end of last season as a young, very mobile quarterback. They've got Jonah Coleman back, and I don't have the numbers right in front of me. They're up in my office. But I actually, when I put together a preseason poll, I picked Jonah Coleman as my Big Ten Player of the Year, because Washington is facing, I think, the average Big Ten run defense rank of Washington's opponents is somewhere between 11th and 12th. If you look at last year's numbers going forward to this year, and I understand that things change, rosters change, but we know Coleman's a high-level running back in college. Now you pair him with a potentially dynamic young quarterback that looked really good by the end of last season in Demond Williams, and you've maybe got a schedule that's a little bit more vulnerable to that kind of offense. I think Washington could be a team that, if they can get a little bit of wind in their sails, and I think if memory serves, they have a slightly stronger start, or a slightly more navigable start where they could build some strength, build some momentum. That's the kind of team that I think you could look up and say, man, they're 7-1 on Halloween. We didn't see that coming. I think Washington's a team I'm going to have an eye on.
Wow, interesting. Last thing for Zach Osterman, Bernie Miklas coming up in about 5 minutes. Putting you on the spot a bit, but when you make your predictions, who comes out of the Big Ten into the college football playoff, and can Indiana do it again?
I think, and I don't have my ballot right in front of me either. I think I had Ohio State. I think I had Penn State. I want to say defeating Ohio State in Indianapolis, just because obviously Penn State's going to have some pieces moving around on defense, new coordinator, but Jim Knowles, of course, you know, his resume speaks for itself. Penn State has the steadiness at quarterback, which is so important. They've got a dynamic playmaker in Nick Singleton. They've, you know, you're always going to count on Penn State to have athletes and you know, genuine talent on the offensive and defensive lines. Can Indiana specifically go to the playoff? Because I think you're certainly looking at a group for me that, if we're talking about who's kind of in that playoff mix, at least as much as we know these rosters in the preseason, Ohio State, Penn State, Oregon. I think Illinois will be in there. I wouldn't be shocked if there's at least one of a USC or a Washington, somebody that, again, just gains a little bit of momentum, hits a soft spot in their schedule, and we get to the end of October and they only have one loss. You know, somebody kind of from that group that we were just talking about. I do think Indiana can be a playoff contender again. I think Indiana's schedule sets up really well for us to kind of gauge what this team is. They've got the three manageable non-conference games. They should win all of those. And then their first big test, I think it helps that it's at home. Then after that comes Iowa, and then they have a bye week. So there's a natural kind of pause right there after two big games. But also, maybe if we're looking at the four, you know, toughest games on paper preseason, the more winnable of those two of those four, if that makes sense. And so If they come out of that 3-2, I think we're talking about 7 or 8 wins. If they come out of it 4-1, I think we're talking about maybe, you know, one of the teams that's the best of the rest. If they come out of it 5-0, then a bye week, then they're at Oregon, then I think we're starting to ask, does this team have a playoff ceiling again? And then they go to Oregon. Then they've got a couple home games. They got a road game at Maryland that, at least again, on paper, should be manageable. Then they go to Penn State in early November. And so the season kind of ebbs and flows nicely, I think, from Indiana's perspective, where you don't have this massive clump of games that are just really, really hard to deal with. But I think it also ebbs and flows nicely from the perspective of those of us trying to analyze what Indiana is, because we're going to get kind of a nice, progressively tougher set of tests as the fall wears on.
Really well explained. Can't wait. 5 weeks away from college football. Zach Osterman will be all over it for the Indianapolis Star. Always a pleasure. Great to have you on KMOX. We'll have to do it again.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me. Good to talk to you, my friend.
Good to talk to you. We come back and Bernie Miklas. We break down the St. Louis Cardinals next.
From the Stifel Financial Sports Studio, here is Tom Ackerman.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable 6-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and 4 blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app. And this app's got game. Like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
The gem of a game!
This is baseball your way. With stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A monster shot!
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long.
So when they catch it on the field,
what a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Bitcoin might sound complicated, but the Gemini credit card makes it so simple. Use it like any credit card. Buy lunch, gas, or your weekly groceries, and you'll earn up to 4% back instantly in Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos straight to your account. No annual fee. And right now, you can grab a $200 Bitcoin intro bonus. It's the easiest way to start building your Bitcoin stash. Go to Gemini.com/card to learn more. Terms apply. Issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.
Some show here. We're going to go 9 minutes now with Bernie Miklas, the great Bernie Miklas. Man, it is always good to have you on the program. How you doing, my friend?
I'm doing good. I wish we had some sunshiny type things to talk about today, but apparently
I'll give you one.
All right, what do you got?
I'll give you one. The Heim-Bloom era is underway. It already has been, but I'm as of last night, I am ready to go. It's time to rearrange what the Cardinals have. It's time to look ahead to 26. I think that has already been underway, but let's be real here. This team is, you know, they overachieved. Now they're back to what they are.
100%. You know, and I think what you just said was something I feel, and you know, some of my friends who are really good writers around the country feel the same way. People that I talk to feel the same way. you know, it, there comes a point in time where you sense that it's not going to happen. You're thinking, well, it's not, it's just not going to happen, but they're only yada, yada games out of wildcard spot. But look, it's time to just have, you know, like square up the reality, face up the reality. I mean, if you go back and see, I prefer using the larger sample sizes. Yeah. I mean, we all know the Cardinals have lost 4 out of 5. We know that they're 4-10 in their last 14. But if you go all the way back to May the 30th, they're 19-24, which doesn't sound awful, but that's 11th in the National League. But the thing that jumps out at me, because run differential, I think run differential almost always, not always, but almost always lets you know how good your team is. And if you go all the way back to May 30th, like I said, where they were, you know, they're 19-24, they're a minus 41 in run differential. That's just not a good team. I mean, it's flat out a bad team, you know, and I'm not saying everything is bad, Tom, but if you give me, you know, one more minute here, since again, May 30 is the day I circle on the calendar, because it gives us a larger sample size. If you go back to May 30th, I mean, this team's got the worst starting pitching ERA in the majors. The bullpen's fine, but the worst starting pitching ERA in the majors. And the offense ranks 21st in runs, 25th in batting average, 25th in on base, 25th in slug, 26th in OPS. Like if this is kind of like the blind taste test that they used to do. Like, you didn't know who the identity of the team was. You just said, well, you know, what if I told you, let me give you a set of numbers. What would you say? Is that a playoff contender? The answer would be 100% of everybody who heard those numbers would say, no, of course not. So, yeah, it's time to just face up to it and get busy and sell. The other thing I would do, I don't know how quick to do it. You got to get J.J. Weatherholt up here. It'd be great to get him, a 6 weeks, 8 weeks of experience, which will only make him hit the ground running in 2026. You got to make some decisions like that, too.
There's a question on YouTube here that this person, Philip, is all in on the Bloom era, but why don't the Cardinals just dismiss Mo? He should be done, too, because, you know, they did this transition for a reason, Bernie, they have Bloom available to go do his job of canvassing the minor leagues. Mo's job is not just to make trades and sign people. Mo runs the entire operation. So, you know, you got a lot of people that work for the Cardinals that have to understand what's happening here moving forward. What are you telling me? You want Heim Bloom to stop all of his minor league trips and come back and work in the office? I mean,
let's not have tantrums about this. Mo's on his way out, period. You know, and look, if they were going to do that, the time to do it was to like let Heim Bloom take over last offseason. But this job down below the minors and the player development system and all the infrastructure and the coaching instructor, that was a massive project. For some reason, some people still don't get it. I mean, it's a massive project. Heim Bloom's had to go out and hire people, and those people have hired other people. And they're checking on a lot of things, including their facilities and technology, and they're evaluating what they have. I mean, you know, Heim Bloom and Rob Serfolio play a major role even at this deadline because, you know, they're identifying what they have in the minor leagues and basically prospects and like, no, we don't want to trade this guy. Okay, we might trade that guy if someone comes calling. There's no need to have tantrums and just say, well, like, fire everybody now. I mean, all of this is in transition and it's going to happen soon enough.
Chad, when I said that earlier, said that seems like an assumption, not factual, that Bloom would have been involved in the draft and the deadline, et cetera. I'm just telling you.
Right.
He also said that Bloom doesn't walk on water. I agree. He doesn't. Red Sox fans would be the first to tell you that. They don't like it. But if you look at the Red Sox, that organization's pretty good and is built for the future. And he has a chance to, after an excellent run with the Rays and a strange one with the Red Sox, redeem himself here. That's how I see it.
Well, the people that, you know, would just automatically, before doing any research, any homework whatsoever, would just like in effect dismiss him as a failure in Boston. They have no idea what they're talking about. Okay. There was a lot of stuff going on there, including an owner who changed his. The owner said, we're hiring you for this. We want the Tampa Bay model. We want cost efficiency. We want a great minor league system. Our minor league system is terrible. Your number one job is to fix that. And we want a great farm system again. Did Heim Bloom do that? 100%. They were like 28th or 29th in the player development rankings when he took over. And this year, with many of the players he drafted, this year they're like, they were in the top three. I think they were even second in their farm system. So he did it. But the owner kept changing his mind about what he wanted. And it's like, well, we want you to do this. No, let's sign Mookie Betts. Oh, Mookie Betts turned it down. Get rid of him right now. Get rid of him. Over and over and over again, just flip-flopping all over the place. And the other thing, and this is the number one thing people need to understand about Heim Bloom. He was not allowed to hire his own people in Boston, which actually he never should have taken the job. Because if you're going to take a job of that magnitude in that shark tank in that town, you got to bring your own people in. You can't be surrounded by guys that are going to stab you in the back because they were loyal to the previous general manager. So I lose patience with all this stuff. If you look at the way Tampa Bay, what they've done with their payroll and how they've overachieved constantly. And some people say, well, you know, they haven't won a World Series. Well, yeah, I think when you're like 30th in payroll every damn year, you're not going to win the World Series, right? But you are going to be able to be a team that gets to the playoff and a team that's going to win 90 plus games. So, Tom, I've been thinking about this weekend. See, I'm all fired up now, man. Sorry. But Tampa Bay and Boston are the model player development systems, you know, especially Tampa Bay. Here's where, all right, there's a great story going on in baseball. Hasn't been talked about enough. It just hasn't been talked about enough. And now people are starting to pay attention. The Milwaukee Brewers are unbelievable. And you know what Heim Bloom's job's going to be before? This is important for all of us to understand this. Don't worry about the payroll. Don't worry about, well, Bill DeWitt's got to spend $300 million or this or that. Don't worry about, well, when can we win a World Series? Well, you know, when can we do this? When are we going to do that? How soon is this going to? Don't worry about all that. You know what the number one objective is? Be better than the Milwaukee Brewers, because they are a baseball miracle with the payroll they have and the market size they had. They're going to be in the playoffs for the seventh time in the last 8 years. You look at where they are right now, they're clearly like a top three, top four team in baseball, and they do it. It's amazing how they do it. I don't know how they do it. They have the smartest front office in baseball is how they do it. Heim Bloom's challenge is to make the Cardinals as smart as the Brewers and how they go about things. Put all the other stuff aside, okay? That's big picture stuff that will sort itself out over time. The first thing you need to have, get smarter. Get as smart as the Milwaukee Brewers, and then you're going to have something.
100%. Bernie Miklas on KMOX. Appreciate you, my man. I'll see you soon.
All right, I'm going to calm down now. Thank
you. I love it so much. The Gas House game coming up tomorrow, and Bernie will be with us with Holly Marmel on Tuesday. We'll see you soon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable 6-blade shaves, swift rinse and 4 blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app. And this app's got game. like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
The gem of a game!
This is baseball your way, with stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A monster shot!
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long!
So when they catch it on the field,
what a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation while they collect dust? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With a Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy. Issued by WebBank, in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.